This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when a meeting that is going on right now is going to help determine the destiny and direction of the Republican Party. We'll give you more on that. And as soon as there are any of the results of that meeting that become known, we, of course, will share the breaking news with you. It's a meeting to determine whether Liz Cheney is going to continue as a head of what's called the Republican Congress, the number three person in the House of Representatives. It's Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader, and then Steve Scalise, the minority whip, as it's called, the assistant minority leader, and then it's Liz Cheney. Will she continue in that position? I believe that she will. And I hope it isn't close for her. And then also what to do about a problem called Marjorie Taylor Greene. They are also deciding that. Now, there is some talk that Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader, may preempt some kind of vote from the House Republican caucus simply by saying he's going to remove her from one of her two committee assignments, but not from both. And will that go with the other members of the House? They're Democrats who are trying to expel her from the House altogether. I don't think that will happen. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. One of the other issues that you would think that the election of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as president and vice president would settle this matter. I actually thought it was settled years and years and years ago. Way back in the Obama era, in the Pleistocene era. Okay. Remember when, during President Obama's presidency, his Treasury Secretary, whose name was Jacob Lew, who had been a former Chief of Staff in the Obama White House, he announced that we were going to put for the first time on currency, as opposed to coins, a female and for the first time a person of color. Harriet Tubman was going on to our money. And that seemed to me to be, okay, fine. Now, part of the reason I thought it was fine is they weren't getting rid of Andrew Jackson. And in fact, it's been deliberately, I think, mischaracterized as she is replacing Andrew Jackson, who was a slaveholder and presided over the Indian removal, particularly of the Cherokee Nation and the Nez Perce. And, okay, Andrew Jackson is still going to be on the same money. He's just going to be on the backside of the money, but it's no longer the familiar face of Andrew Jackson that you can see on the current $20 bill, but it will show a statue in front of the White House that is still there of Andrew Jackson as a military hero on the back of his horse, which is rearing up, and it's very heroic and very fine. Okay, however, Time magazine runs a piece by Brittany Cooper, who was a professor at Rutgers University in New Jersey, and she is the author of Eloquent Rage. Doesn't that sound like a book you want to read? Eloquent Rage? A black feminist discovers her superpower. Okay, now, of course, that makes you curious as to what that superpower is. I guess the superpower is supposed to be the eloquent rage that's partially expressed here in her column in Time. She says, based on current designs, a statue of Jackson would remain on the back of the bill while Harriet Tubman would grace the front. Many Americans across the racial spectrum are excited about this tribute to Tubman. They view it as progress, as a necessary and long overdue disruption of the American Founding Fathers' narrative. I do not, she says. She says, putting Tubman on legal tender when slaves in the U.S. were treated as fungible commodities is a supreme form of disrespect. Wait a minute. Wait, how is putting somebody's face on the money a form of disrespect? This is strange. It's deeply illogical. Okay. This is a supreme form of disrespect. The imagery of her face, she writes, changing hands as people exchange cash for goods and services, evokes for me discomforting scenes of enslaved persons being handed over as payment for white debt or for anything white slaveholders wanted. America certainly owes a debt to black people, but this is not the way to repay it. She says, the desire to put a black woman's face on our currency represents a narrative of diversity and inclusion that is deeply ahistorical. It is the ignominious relationship of black bodies to capital and currency that is the cause today of our most violent battles in this country. Black bodies and capital and currency? That's the cause of our most violent battles in the country? During the Confederacy, she writes, as each secessionist state printed its own money, images of enslaved people picking cotton and doing other forms of menial labor appeared on the currency in several states. I checked this out. It may have appeared in three states of the 11 Confederate states, where it showed in the background people with bales of cotton. But the idea, so again, because the Confederates used images of slaves, we cannot use the image of a liberator. That's what Harriet Tubman was. She was not only a runaway slave herself, but she came back to conduct extremely daring escapes from slavery for some 100 other slaves, and became a leading and very prominent and very persuasive abolitionist leader. The default position in America is that black bodies are only useful insofar as they turn a profit, she says. We fought a bloody war over this issue. And then the country turned around and built a prison system based on exactly the same premise, hence calls to abolish prisons, which depend in most cases on a massive amount of free black labor to turn a profit. What prisons turn a profit? I know that there are a small number, percentage-wise, of prisons for profit, but it's a very small number. The days of chain gangs are over. And, for instance, the major prisons in major states operated a terrible loss. They don't operate at a profit. If Tubman is going to be linked to conversations on capital, she says, that conversation must be about a redistribution and funneling of resources and money into black communities to deal with wealth and wage disparities, access to education and safe housing, and a comprehensive plan of action to redress the social detriments of poor black health. Anything else is downright disrespectful. Perhaps we need the Harriet Tubman Reparations Act, or the Harriet Tubman Abolition of Prisons Act. What would abolition of prisons mean for the safety of black communities, for the murder rate, for the death rate, for basically the future of black neighborhoods? What we don't need, she says, we don't need Harriet Tubman on our 20s. We don't need America to put black women on its money. We need America to put its money on black women. Okay, clever line at the end, but this is truly bizarre. Oh, by the way, I have first reports on the meeting about Marjorie Taylor Greene. And a statement from Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader. What exactly did he have to say? We will get to that and more coming right up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVET. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVET for these great radio specials.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
Washington Today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the breaking news reported by the Wall Street Journal is that the House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Republican California, condemned past comments from Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, a Republican QAnon embracing conspiracy theories, but the House Minority Leader indicated that the party would not remove her from committee assignments as Democrats have demanded. And the Wall Street Journal reports the intensifying fight over the freshman lawmaker converged Wednesday with an effort to topple House GOP Conference Chairwoman Liz Cheney of Wyoming after she voted to impeach President Donald Trump. The two developments set to be discussed at a House GOP meeting this afternoon highlighted the fierce infighting roiling the Republican Party as it seeks to define itself after Mr. Trump's loss. Okay, the one thing that would be an epic disaster for Republicans and would give all kinds of support to people like my guest Chris Vance, former party chair in Washington, that the Republican Party is hopelessly broken, would be if they do nothing about Marjorie Taylor Greene, but they punish Liz Cheney. In other words, if they actually took a position where the Republicans were more upset about Liz Cheney making a vote of conscience, which she explained, against the former president who she had supported for election and for re-election, if they punished her but declined any sanction against Marjorie Taylor Greene, who has said, made it clear that she agrees with the sentiment that people like Nancy Pelosi should be killed, and that wildfires in California were caused by lasers operated by Jewish bankers in outer space. This is real stuff. In other words, if you say that Liz Cheney fits less in the Republican Party than Marjorie Taylor Greene, that's a real problem. There's also a real problem with this column that I shared with you, and it's in Time magazine, by a black feminist professor at Rutgers University. We should have her on, Jeremy, who says that the default position in America is that black bodies are only useful insofar as they turn a profit. And it just seems to me that is an outrage for all of those black people, including Harriet Tubman, and including Frederick Douglass, and including Dr. King, and including Booker T. Washington, and including all of the artists and the creators and the military heroes, like the current Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, who have contributed a great deal to the United States of America without turning a profit, have nothing to do with profit and money. We've had, and I emphasize this in our history program about the American Revolution, the Continental Army that won American liberty had a very strong representation of black people. And that was something that the French, who came over as our allies in the Yorktown campaign, that amazed them about the American Army, was black and white serving side by side. This is before one of our Democratic presidents, Woodrow Wilson, resegregated the military. We need to get to more of that and to a perspective on our history that is so important in another great column by Jason Riley today. Jason Riley, one of the leading black conservatives, who's just done a film, and I can't wait. I'm going to see it tonight. It's a film about Thomas Sowell, who, again, is one of the intellectual leaders of conservatism in the last 100 years, and Thomas Sowell alive and well and indispensable. In any event, in his column today, Jason Riley talks about how there is a contradiction in the Biden agenda, and it's a deadly contradiction. It's a contradiction that could wreck the entire Biden presidency. On the one hand, he says he wants unity. On the other hand, he says he wants to favor certain specific groups in the population including people of color. And the point that Jason Riley makes is you can't win unity if you're going to divide people according to identity politics. And he says this: the political left has long used racism as an all-purpose explanation for racial disparities. This ignores that disparities down through history have been the norm, not the exception, and that they exist even in regions of the world where most people are of the same race. The per capita income gap between people in Eastern Europe and Western Europe, for example, is much wider than the gap between whites and blacks in the United States. Isn't that a good point? That if you take people who are in some of those former Soviet, former communist countries, they're all white people, they're all European people, they don't look profoundly different from people in France and Germany and Austria and other countries of the West. But guess what? Their income is much less. There are disparities based on where you live, not always the color of your skin. In the U.S., moreover, he writes, racial disparities have both grown and sometimes narrowed over time, even though racism has been a constant. He writes, the greatest success of the civil rights movement wasn't a new government program, but getting government off the backs of blacks by defeating Jim Crow. Nothing the government has done since then in the name of advancing blacks has been more effective than simply ending government-sponsored discrimination. Black poverty fell by 40 percentage points between 1940 and 1960. It continued to decline in the wake of Lyndon Johnson's Great Society interventions, but at a much slower pace. He writes, after the University of California system ended race-conscious admissions policies in 1996, in other words, government got out of the way, black and Hispanic graduation rates rose dramatically. Even their enrollment rates at the University of California. It turns out that political clout is neither sufficient nor even necessary for a group to advance economically, he writes. Blacks and Hispanics experienced record low poverty and unemployment rates before the pandemic under President Trump, who has rarely been accused of bending over backward to help minorities. These are such important points, and other important points scored against climate change extremists and against those who want to keep our schools closed at all costs. We'll get to that and more coming up.
You're listening to the Mighty.
You're the best radio show host in the country.
Michael Medved Show.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021 where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden indicated in a call with House Democrats that he was open to sending $1,400 payments to a smaller group of Americans in the next round of coronavirus relief legislation and changing the overall price tag of his $1.9 trillion plan. regarding the plan and the White House's unwillingness to budge on certain things, Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham reminds everyone.
This is what we warned you about. We told you that if they get the House, the Senate, and the White House, they're going to ignore us and they're going to run wild with their liberal ideas. And this COVID package, I think, is running wild.
The Senate has finalized the organizing resolution for a new Democratic-controlled Senate and plans to pass it on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Michael Medved, and he is
reporting for duty.
And on the Michael Medved show, the voice of John Kerry, which of course is going to be very much heard in the Biden administration because he was appointed climate czar. And the whole term climate czar, I think is reflective of one of those liberal crazy traits that is very hard to figure out, because you remember there's this old story of King Canute, this Anglo-Saxon monarch who wanted to stop the waves from advancing. He was so powerful and he couldn't do it. The whole idea that climate czar, John Kerry is going to determine the climate. Does that mean that if it rains too much in Seattle, and it's rained too much this year, today's better, but we've had a lot of rain, okay? Then you complain to John Kerry? Well, he's gotten some complaints because it came out that in 2019, again, not so long ago, less than 2 years ago, John Kerry went to receive a climate change award. Not the Nobel Prize, though I'm sure he craves that. But he got an award for climate change in Iceland. And Iceland, apparently a very beautiful place to visit, haven't been there. John Kerry took a private jet to Iceland in 2019. And private jets are not notoriously good for the climate. Here is what he had to say about taking that particular jet. Listen.
On that issue, pollution, I understand that you came here with a private jet. Is that an environmental way to travel?
If you offset your carbon, it's the only choice for somebody like me who is traveling the world to win this battle. I negotiated the Paris Accords for the United States. I've been involved in this fight for years. I negotiated with President Xi to bring President Xi to the table so we could get Paris. And I believe the time it takes me to get somewhere, I can't sail across the ocean. I have to fly to meet with people and get things done. But what I'm doing, almost full-time, is working to win the battle of climate change. And in the end, if I offset and contribute my life to do this, I'm not going to be put on the defensive.
I have a plan.
Okay, right now, with so much going on with Zoom, I mean, so much going on, I think they, I don't know what they're going to do about the Golden Globes this year, where they just announced the nominees. It's coming up, I think, February 28th, but really, John Kerry, you needed to take that private plane to Iceland? Is the only choice for me? Meghan McCain had something to say about that. And it's, I think it's a profoundly relevant because, again, that remember President Biden, I think the most quoted line from his inaugural address, which he had used before, was, "We must lead not by the example of our power, but by the power of our example." Okay, what kind of example does John Kerry provide? Here is Meghan McCain on The View last week talking about his hypocrisy. Listen.
Well, my first thought with John Kerry, I am one of those people that thinks it's deeply elitist what he said, is that John Kerry owns a private jet, and private jets exert 40 times more carbon emissions than flying on a regular plane. And anyone who is going on television, let alone working in an administration that just got rid of 10,000 jobs with the Keystone Pipeline, shouldn't be riding around in a private jet. If it is this much of an existential threat, as Joe Biden's administration is saying, and many people believe, and I too believe, but I have a different way of going about the solutions, then you shouldn't be flying around in private jets. And I think part of the problem is, for average Americans, they see the deep hypocrisy in this, because it seems to be that everyone should make a sacrifice who's middle class or below, but no one in the elites needs to. And I just think it's ridiculous.
Good for her. And very, very well said. Appreciate that sentiment. This sentiment came in, and it's came in from Richland, Washington, and it's from Pam, who's responding to Chris Vance, the former state Republican chair in the state of Washington. And Richland is part of the Tri-Cities in central Washington. And she says, "Your guest, Chris Vance, is right on. Please listen to him. Some of my family worship Trump. They believe Trump was sent by God to wipe out the evil Democrats like me. A person at my church yells at people who voted for Biden. 'We are going to hell,' he says. QAnon has swallowed my in-laws, and they believe all the lies Trump tells, including that the election was a fraud." Seriously, Pam. Pam, my response to that would be very simple. I think that the things that you're saying and describing are real. I know they're real. I do get them, because believe me, I get them too, as a Trump skeptical at the best, Republican. And no, I did not support President Trump in the election. Okay, the problem here is, if you believe that the Republican Party makes a mistake taking on so many of the quirks of the Trump presidency and sort of now making them a profoundly important part of Republican identity, of Republican loyalty, if you want to change the party, you don't change a party by leaving it. You can help build up another party. And if I thought the Democrats offered a constructive, viable, conservative alternative, then, well, sure, then that would make sense. But they don't. And the problems in the Democratic Party are, I don't think you have the problems right now with the President of the United States that you had with Trump, because Joe Biden appears to be trying to appeal to to people from different power centers within his party. He certainly hasn't been bipartisan in the way that he had promised, not yet at least, and maybe sometime. But the idea of a different Republican Party emerging is going to come about only with involvement in that party, not with trying to set up something new. And if you take all the examples of people who left one party or another, party switch is a different thing. But to leave one party, to start a third party, to start a new party, it's never worked in American history. And the Republican Party was only organized in 1854 after the Whigs had collapsed. Really, the very first time the Republicans ever nominated a candidate for president was 1856. His name was John C. Fremont. And you know who the Whigs nominated in 1856? No one. Because the party had ceased to exist. That is not going to happen with Republicans. Lindsey Graham spoke on the Senate floor about the pressing issue of the $1.9 trillion package on COVID relief. This is clip one. Listen.
We don't want to help people. We just have a different view of how to help, and we'd like to let some of the money we've already appropriated go to work and see how well it works and fill in gaps where you need to fill in gaps. Count me in for more payments, direct payments, beyond $600. Count me out for giving $2,000 payments to people that make almost $200,000 a year. I think it needs to be more targeted. I don't mind having more direct payments. I'd like to make it less targeted.
Okay, this is why you need a Republican Party. And again, if a Republican actually said, we're going to send $2,000 a year, we're going to send $4,000 to a couple that's making almost $200,000, you'd say that's crazy, that's welfare for the rich. But that appears to be what the Biden plan would do. It's why you need a Republican voice to moderate the conversation. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
You're listening to the mighty Michael.
You're a masterful speaker.
MedVet Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain.
Washington Today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From politics to pop culture.
Pure energy.
And from coast to coast, your cultural crusader.
Pure energy.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one of the questions that everybody in Washington is trying to figure out is who is really in power in the U.S. Senate. And what's fascinating to me is there's no bigger publicity hound in Washington than Chuck Schumer, the new majority leader. And in fact, it long been said that the most dangerous place to be in all of Washington, D.C., is anywhere between a video camera and Charles Schumer. Because if you've never met Senator Schumer, he's a big guy. He's large. And he's barreling toward that camera wherever it is. So what happened to Chuck Schumer? And what happened is he doesn't control any kind of really workable majority in the Senate, which means that I think the most powerful senator right now, it isn't Mitch McConnell, it isn't Chuck Schumer, it isn't Lindsey Graham, it isn't Josh Hawley, it isn't Ben Sasse, Tim Scott. You know who it is? It's Joe Manchin. Because the Democrats, with just 50 votes, if they lose Joe Manchin on any of this, they lose. They need that 50 votes plus Kamala Harris, of course. Here is Joe Manchin on Fox News talking about the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill that his president, Joe Biden, is pushing. Listen.
If they say we're pushing forward with reconciliation, which means not 60, 51 votes.
True.
Let's say they figure out a way to write it where it all fits under the rules. You're questioning that, but let's say they do. And they come to you and say, Joe, we need that vote. And it's $1.9 trillion. Are you voting for it?
What, Brett, what I have told everybody, and I made it very clear from the President of the United States to all of my colleagues, we're going to make this work in a bipartisan way. My friends on the other side are going to have input, and we're going to do something that we agree on. I'm not going to do it just down the lines of just saying party line vote. It has to make sense. And if it's out of the realm that makes sense and what we've worked on together, we've built too much trust up among each other to allow this to fall apart. So they can count on me to make sure that we do everything to make this bipartisan.
That's kind of encouraging, and something else encouraging. There is a message to teachers unions from the new Biden-appointed director of the Centers for Disease Control. Her name is Dr. Rochelle Walensky. And today she had a COVID task force briefing, and she talked about reopening schools and tried to make it clear that there's something that is not a prerequisite, at least as far as the CDC is concerned. Listen.
I want to be very clear about schools, which is, yes, ACIP has put teachers in the 1B category, the category of essential workers. But I also want to be clear that there is increasing data to suggest that schools can safely reopen, and that that safe reopening does not suggest that teachers need to be vaccinated in order to reopen safely. So while we are implementing the criteria of the advisory committee and of the state and local guidances to get vaccination across these eligible communities, I would also say that safe reopening of schools is not, that vaccination of teachers is not a prerequisite for safe reopening of schools.
Okay, that's important to know. Tomorrow we're going to be speaking with the Washington Policy Center about why it is that private schools have been reopened and can be reopened safely, but public schools are having this difficulty. And breaking news, this is, oh my gosh, this is just heartbreaking. This from the Daily Beast. You remember the QAnon shaman? His name is Jacob Chansley. He was that heavily tattooed guy with a bear chest and the fur on his hat and carrying a Viking hat and a spear, who invaded the Senate chamber, the House chamber, and was part of the Capitol invasion. It's Jacob Chansley's lawyer told the Daily Beast that his client has lost 20 pounds in prison, and apparently he's had a change of heart. Well, that's good. During an unintentional fasting that his lawyer says has caused him to lose 20 pounds, the 33-year-old QAnon shaman has been pondering his role in the January 6th insurrection, and he has some regrets. He has come to grasp the fact that the former President Trump really didn't love him, and that all the BS, and that's in quotes, about Trump's army and all the social media-driven conspiracy theories led to a lot of vulnerability, unquote. Jacob Chansley's defense attorney, Albert Watkins, told the Daily Beast on Wednesday, has my client gone through a wholesome repudiation of his previous beliefs? Not entirely. It's part of an ongoing process. But he has recognized his role, and my client has bellied up and realized he needs to do right by his country. As part of this process, he's compelled to address a lot of things he has believed in the past from what I would call a propaganda machine. Well, sounds like we're getting ready to apply for parole, doesn't it? or something on that order. Meanwhile, speaking of applying for parole and deprogramming, there's a film that takes a pretty grim view of something that I've always thought should be celebrated, which is the cooperation of Jews and Christians in America in strong support of the State of Israel. That movie, which is actually produced by Israeli leftists, is coming on streaming availability to you. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
In recent years, evangelical Christians have been among the strongest supporters of the State of Israel, and now there's a controversial new documentary that takes a harsh look at that phenomenon. It's called Till Kingdom Come, available for rent on multiple streaming services.
Jerusalem is where Messiah will come and establish a kingdom that will never end.
We don't believe that Palestine is placed on God's map.
That's not evangelicalism. That's fact of history.
It's intriguing but infuriating to watch this film because it is so hopelessly one-sided, taking a relentlessly cynical view of both the Christian and Jewish conservatives it profiles. Yes, some of the personalities come across vividly, but the lack of perspective makes Till Kingdom Come profoundly misleading. Not officially rated, but clearly not appropriate for kids. Till Kingdom Come earns only 1.5 stars.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
The movie, for instance, focuses heavily on one church in Kentucky where it's a grandfather and a son and a grandson who've all been pastors of that same church, and it's the biggest church in the area. And it implies very strongly in the film that that church takes money from an impoverished area and sends it far away to Israel. And what they don't do is they don't highlight all of the wonderful anti-poverty work that that church does right at home. It doesn't give you any of the context, the historical context of Christian Zionism, which was such an important part of American history. This is one of my chapters in God's Hand on America. And the idea in God's Hand on America, it goes back to George Washington and John Adams, and before that to John Winthrop and to William Bradford, and early colonial leaders of America, who believed very strongly in Genesis 12:3, which talks about blessing Jewish people, and that's been an American tradition. It's not a new cynical manipulation by Donald Trump, who, yes, is attacked in this film, and by people like Pastor Hagee, who you heard there in the soundbite, and others who, it seems to me, are unquestionably, deeply sincere and passionately committed in their support for a Jewish state. The film, again, is called Till Kingdom Come. And it's extremely annoying to watch, at least from my perspective. Tomorrow on the Medved show, the FBI says that there is evidence that Americans are buying guns at a record rate. Why right now? And speaking of a record rate, is gasoline becoming worthless? Will it be in use in America by the year 2035. General Motors says they're going to stop producing gas-using cars. And then we'll also talk about why presidents need to avoid the desire to become great with Amity Schles and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.